It's your boy P. Hayes.
It's your boy Cal Blanco.
Welcome to Top Rated.
Where we go through everything, your top five, one gotta go, top five out of the top eight. We do everything, we rate everything.
Rate everything, Top Rated. So hit the subscribe button, notification, leave a comment, and let's debate Top Rated. Know what I mean? Blanco, we back another episode 8.
What's good with you, my nigga?
Same shit, man. Every day, you know, trying to get this money. Working, you know, I'm a working man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Regular shit. Trying to feed the family.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. I'm just trying to get my mind right.
Definitely trying to take this YouTube, this Top Rated to the next level. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely season one. We're doing 10 episodes. Season two, we're going to try to come back, do a little bigger, more different things. You know what I'm saying? So if you a fan, you can leave some shit up there which y'all might like, which I might want to hear. And we definitely going to stay in tune. So within that, let's get to the first topic. First topic of the night, top five stoner movies. Potheads. The guys that smoking a Cheech and Chong, whatever you want to call it, Piff, whatever you want to call it.
We need some of that right now.
Bally.
Remember smoking Piff?
Piff.
This Kush shit cool, but ain't nothing
like 80, smoking that Piff. The 80, like that Argentina. Oh, man, these dudes.
Line.
Yo, I told niggas, man, nigga, when niggas pay for weed right now, man, they spoil you, bro. I'm talking about, I remember O's was like 400, 440. Yeah, dude, niggas used to get O's.
Bro, you get an whole ounce a day for $1.50.
Yeah.
You damn near paying $4.50, $500.
Niggas was paying like $7 for sour back in the day.
Yeah, on Wall Street, that's that Wall Street weed.
But yeah, definitely, potheads, we're going to get to it. This is my top five stoner movies. My top five stoner movies. Coming in at number five, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Grew up watching Jay and Silent Bob off Clerks. You know what I'm saying? I was always a fan when they do their little skits, whatever.
I think they was in the Chris Rock movie too.
Dogma. I think Dogma. That was that movie Dogma. Chris Rock was in that. Yeah, he was playing one of the angels and shit.
Yeah.
Dogma and shit. Yeah, that was a good movie. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Now, I like that movie. Definitely. But Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Definitely number five. I remember being in the movie theaters, me and another person, and it was empty. In my head, like, wow, where was everybody at here? But hey, that's just me. I'm a pirate. Number four, I'm going to go How High.
Why is How High so low?
Why is High? Because it's number four.
That's ridiculous, bro.
I don't see number. I think it's right where it's supposed to be. Now, the next three movies I'm going to name, you're going to tell me why How High is better than them movies. And I'm going to tell you why it's not better than them movies.
Okay.
So, Ha Ha is number four. Number three. I'm going Pineapple Express.
Okay.
Hilarious. Ha Ha is not better than Pineapple Express as a weed movie. I think you'd be a little biased to the rappers and shit. But I think Pineapple Express is the better quality weed movie. So I gotta go with that number three. Number two. I had to switch it up a little bit because I was fighting with this. I'm still fighting with it. Number two, I'm gonna go Friday. How can you not throw Fridays? I'd say one, two, and three as a whole is the greatest weed movies. I know you looking at Friday from a whole different perspective as me. But I think it's number two, one of the greatest weed movies. Big up to Howard and Kumar because they did not make my list of top five, and they should have. But it's a lot of movies that didn't make it. Grow House didn't make it. Grandma Boy didn't make it. Mac and Devin didn't make it. Big up Cheech and Chong. Don't kill us because we didn't put Cheech and Chong. We get it. Well, I get it. I don't know what you got. I didn't put them there, but they honorable mention because like I fuck with it, but me, I'm 36 years old, so the other shit, I really fuck with that heavy and shit. Like Cheech and Chong, if I watch it, it's gonna be like a
the other shit is more more your time.
Yeah, more my time.
You came up smoking weed.
Yeah.
Watching that shit. Cheech and Chong is some old shit. You had to go
yeah,
back.
My cousins still watch that shit. So yeah, I seen it, you know what I mean? But big up though. Number two. I said Friday, right? Number two. Mm-hmm. Number one, Half Baked, hands down. Dave Chappelle, one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. That movie, like from beginning to end, was insanely crazy funny.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the movies I swear I could watch sober and laugh like Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang is another movie I could watch soberly and just be bugging. But yeah, Half Baked is my number one pothead stoner movie.
And I see all these stoner movies I gotta be high for.
Yeah? Yeah. I mean,
except even, for not number one, all these shit I gotta be high for.
I dig it.
All right, Cal Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
My top five stoner movies. Coming in at number five, I'm going with Half Baked.
Number five, man. Get the fuck out of here.
It was funny.
It was funny. Come on, son. I'll play that shit right now, son. We be sitting here. You gonna be rolling, bro. You on some bullshit right now. Go ahead with that shit, man. Go
it's
ahead.
It's not funnier to me when I'm higher than the other shits I'm gonna say. My four is, to me, is more shit I'm gonna watch more than Half Baked. If they all on TV...
Yo, I couldn't keep that DVD in my motherfucking house without niggas stealing it. I bought Half Baked at least about 10 to 20 times official DVDs.
That just means you hang with a bunch of thieves.
That's true. Yo, I remember my porn collection used to get... Y'all niggas used to kill my porn collection, so I had a CD rack that was full of porn.
Niggas
had to blink so it's
up. Porn every
time, yo, sorry, every time I'm like, yo, why my porn collection getting low?
That's nasty. Niggas still love niggas porn.
Nigga, you was one of the niggas probably, and she probably got like three of those shits.
I'm not really big on porn.
Somebody, yo, nigga, y'all niggas was hitting me, son. So that's why I would go make the little CDs, make little mixtape joints, niggas coach.
Your CDs, yes. Niggas
kill me, son.
Like, just in the car. Yeah, I'm stealing your CD, fam. Fuck that. You got more blinks.
I just made a CD and shit.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah, Budge caught me one time. I'm like, I'm at the nigga crib, and he called me for an R&B joint. The nigga was laughing at me at the crib and shit.
I wish I could have got you for your Xbox, bruh.
That shit right there and shit. I still got my Xbox.
That's ancient, nigga.
Yeah, the first Xbox. Niggas don't know. That was a party.
700 Jay-Z songs and 2 Nas. Crazy playlist he had on
there. Yo, I ain't had that much space, man. I ain't had that much space up there. You know, the gigabytes is crazy.
With that nigga home with G-Man songs, who got room for anything else?
What are you talking about, bro?
We ain't really have much room for nothing else. In that
I had a bunch of dips set up there. I had a bunch of dips set up there.
Dipset, home, G-Man, 2 Nas songs.
You know what that
was called? Like one Nas album. Like, what the fuck is this?
I had that much space.
Okay.
Man. And at that time, it was you know, the bootleg game, man. You know what I mean?
I am, for me, Half Baked number five.
This is bullshit. I'm tired already.
I'm going Harold and Kumar.
Okay, big up, though. I can't argue that, them being in. At least you got Half Baked on this list. I give you that. Because I wouldn't think you would put him on this list.
Right. Cheech and Chong and Half Baked to me was a back and forth thing. But I'm going to go Half Baked. I think Half Baked is funnier than Cheech and Chong. Then number four, I'm going Harold and Kumar.
Okay.
Number three, I'm going The Wash.
The Wash.
Yeah, The Wash, my nigga. Like,
that was that shit.
That's one of the West Coast smoking classics.
Don't let it spray.
That shit funny as hell.
Yeah, no, The Wash, hands down. Big up The Wash. I didn't have him there. No disrespect. That was one of my favorites, too. I could watch that every time. So yeah. I remember I ain't had no cable, nigga.
Well,
that was coming. Yeah, that was going to be on one of these nights.
Back in the day when you had no cable, you invited a bitch to the crib. I'm putting on How High, Menace Society, some shit like that. Because I know the entertainer. And I'll be high anyway. So I'm going number three, How High. Funny motherfucking movie.
Oh, no.
I mean, number what two.
About, man, man, you always set the tone a little bit. Like Love Jones or something. Set the tone, the mood. Put some Love Jones. That was a good movie. By the way. Even though that was off topic.
Bitch, I fuck with either one. All the way hood movies, all the way them white love movies and shit. There's no in between with a nigga like me. But yeah, number three, I'm going to The Wash. White people movies, I give it a shot.
No, you talking, nigga? Dude, nigga, when I first met this nigga, son, that nigga was like, like, damn, nigga. I remember I was playing Grandma's Boy. Y'all, you sitting there like, yo, what the fuck is the nigga?
I think,
after a while, it's like, this shit kind of funny, son.
Noah crazy ass put me onto that shit. Watch that shit in Noah.
See? I got a white boy since here. I watch a lot of white boy movies. Those shit be funny white boy shit.
When it comes to Noah, I give it a shot because it's Noah.
Why can't I be having credibility for it?
Like, you're a hood nigga who like white shit. It's like, it's weird to me.
It's, I like a lot.
Yeah. Noah, I can understand more and I give it a shot. But you was like, man, get your hood ass out.
Just look crazy, like, yo, you.
But yeah, the number three for me is to watch. Number two, my stoner movies, How High.
Number two, which I think that should be. Okay.
Which what? Come on. Too High for you?
Yeah.
That's a funny
I movie. Love Randy Math, man.
Damn, I haven't seen that
Beth
movie.
Beth the Bear, underrated actor.
Yeah,
definitely. Hands down.
Top five who made that transition.
Definitely, hands down. Oh.
But yeah, I'm going haha. Damn it, every scene in that movie was funny, and you could smoke too. I'm going haha.
Double wood.
And number one for me is Friday.
Yay, yay.
And I ain't talking the whole all
collection. You go with the first Friday.
I'm going with the first Friday.
Smokey.
Smokey!
The best Friday. Shout out to Mike Epps, funny little motherfucker.
Not Mike Epps, the Day-Day. I just that Day-Day character.
Yeah, Mike Epps.
Can you really, all right, take away you being a fan of that franchise, Ice Cube, everybody. Take it away. Be honest with yourself right now. Do you think they could pull the Fire Friday off and it'd be a smash? Or it'd be like the last Austin Powers, you just did too much in here. You did way too much. You're doing too much.
I say this. If it don't have Chris Tucker, no.
I think it'd be funny without Chris Tucker. I think you thinking about the old Chris Tucker still. The dude right now, he's not that funny to me.
And he still good.
You like Chris Tucker still like good that. You're movies. In denial of a lot of
he's
things.
He's still good in movies, bro.
What was last good? Movies. Come on, man.
He had a movie with
I think right now it's just hype. Rush Hour gonna come out, y'all gonna see it because the hype. It could be the worst movie and shit. Chris Tucker's not like that no more. I'm sorry.
All three Rush Hours was funny.
It was alright.
They were funny.
It was alright.
Money Talks, bro.
Money Talks was classic.
Money
that
Talks.
Was my shit. That's what I'm saying. Y'all think about the old Chris Tucker. Wait till you see the nigga now try. You gonna be like, but that was a horrible attempt. Saying,
all right. You said I'm thinking about the old
Chris Tucker. They say it's the money. I think it's the. I don't think he's that funny no more.
No.
They gotta know that.
But even if you feel like he's not that funny no more, if it's the very last Friday we ever gonna see, you can't have the very last without smoking, bro.
If he's the hold up, fuck him. Why you gonna hold this process up? Because you don't want to do it for whatever reason. Give the fans what they want. They want you, man. They want you here. So you pretty much said, fuck that dollar and shit. Ain't enough money. Just do it on the strength right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure niggas gonna get a payday. Niggas want this shit. I'm pretty sure this is more in demand than Detox.
For a nigga
that's Jay Electronica
for a nigga that's a fan of Friday like me, it was hard to watch next Friday.
What? This guy's tripping.
Once you see it, you give Mike Epps a chance.
But they said the nigga Chris Tucker ain't even like his character when he's watching it. Yeah, the nigga phased out back in the day. They used to have the little round table with the what's the white dude name? He played on a few new Vince Vaughn. They used to have like a little round table. Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but he used to be Vince Vaughn homeboy.
Yeah, they used to do the little round table. I remember FaZe telling him, like, yeah, me and Chris sitting there looking at this shit, looking at him like, yeah, they're like, they ain't really like it and shit. But I don't know if that story gonna stay the same today, but
I'm saying, once you finally sit there and watch next Friday,
that shit's hilarious.
You're like, this shit funny.
That shit's fucking hilarious.
But going into it, knowing that Tucker wasn't in it,
I was ready. I knew that movie was gonna do good without him. I was like, he's gonna kill that shit. Like, Chris Tucker's funny. I just always had that view. When I got a view about somebody, I kind of stick with that. If you know me enough to know once I got, yo, nigga. Only thing I say you got me with, you was way more, I won't say hate LeBron, but you realized a lot of it before me. And you kind of opened my eyes a little bit to a lot. Because I was one of them niggas that was kind of, I won't say blinded, but I was like, nah, this guy's going to be da-da-da-da. But, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Top five. What was number one again?
Friday.
So that was our top five stoner movies.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the next topic. Top five storyteller, hip hop storytellers. If you don't know, the guys that tell the stories the best, rapping wise. You know what I mean?
I'll take the lead on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, top hip hop storytellers of all time. I'm going Slick Rick.
Slick Rick, the ruler. The ruler's back.
I gotta put this disclaimer out like I did before. I know the hip hop heads, like myself, is gonna say number five, Slick Rick.
Number five.
This nigga tripping.
But they don't realize. Not saying him at all is even worse.
Yeah. Because although he was the first to really put a stamp on that storytelling shit, I just think the evolution of storytelling got better after him.
Yeah,
that. The lyrical content. But I'm going to put him on it because all he really did was tell stories. It was dope. It was hit records. You could party to his stories. Mm-hmm. Like, Slick Rick was something different.
Yeah.
Okay, coming in number four.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest storytellers of all time. I'm going Scarface.
Face, Bob.
Face, man. The Diary. Mr. Scarface.
Yo, with The Diary, everybody. That's an album to me. You can't just take one song.
You gotta listen to it all the way through.
You gotta take the whole body of work. That's what we missing in this game. We missing the body of work. A lot of people just picking singles. They going to this song, that song, the feature. I think that's whack. Even though that's how these dudes probably make their music today. Me, I'm more of a, I sit with the work. I want to hear the whole work. I'm going to listen to the work. I'm going to pull that bitch apart. And I'm going to put it back together.
Yeah.
So that's how I take my music. But, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, number four for me is Scarface.
Face small.
And you kind of just took over. Put the Scarface shit in perspective for a nigga. But I could talk about Scarface from a million different lists for me, so I'm going to go to my number three. And on my number three, I'm going to make another point to why Scarface is my four. Number three for me is my favorite rapper, Tupac Amaru Shakur.
That's just the way it is.
And the point I wanted to make was, even though you felt like Face and Pop wasn't telling stories directly.
Nah, they were telling stories. But
what they say was so vivid of a picture that you can see it. You can feel it and damn near see yourself getting lost into the story.
Yes.
To where you could put yourself in the story at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're my four. And Pop, which is my favorite rapper, is my three. And I can't put Pop higher because my one and two, I just feel like I got more from them.
Mm-hmm.
But then how the game changed.
Yeah, I dig it.
Number two, Sean Carter. Jay-Z.
That's that.
And if you ask me why, coming to age, you must love me. Soon you'll understand. Meet the Parents. Mm-hmm. And those are just four. You can find a million more stories in this joint.
Yes.
But I test you to go into those four. Mm-hmm. If you're not a Jay-Z fan, listen to these four songs and still come out and tell me you're not a Jay-Z fan. I think Jay-Z
be over these niggas' heads still to this day.
Yeah. For me, as a real young kid, I wasn't really big on Hov. He was just another artist to me. But as you get a little older and you live a little more, you understand some shit he's saying. Just like on the pop level, It's like it becomes more to you. Mm-hmm. And those four Jay-Z stories are damn near life. Don't even talk about 444 kind of shit he talking on there. The story of OJ, let's not even go there. And that's this year. You know what I'm saying? That's why I could put him so high, because he's still doing it at a high level today. Pac ain't here no more. Face is kind of like a older artist. Been out since 88, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you see the video of Face and 40 in the studio?
40 old.
E-40, he trying to
get Face. Yeah. Get him motivated. Yeah. And my number one.
Yo, I'm happy that like the older ones before us still could go do their thing and make bank. Because you know what I mean? It's like when... Yeah, I mean, when I was coming up, it was more the niggas that doing it now. The older ones, they was here, but it was like, you know what I mean?
If you think about just the last year alone, all the older artists had the better albums. From your Hoes to your Pusha T's and shit like that.
Oh, you getting Push credit?
I never said I ain't like Pusha. Just, I edged Drake over the nigga. That's all I said. I fuck with Pusha T. I probably got more Pusha T in my playlist, daily playlist, than I got Drake, but I like Guppy. Or Duppies, whatever the shit was called. And my number one hip hop storyteller of all time, Nasir Jones. I mean.
And NAS is the letter that spell.
I mean, you tell a story backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Black Girl Lost, right? Mm-hmm. Like, go to Illmatic. His storytelling is so prolific. When a nigga dissed him, he dissed him by the store. Nigga, you ain't living, you witness. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing like Ben Nasir's own storytelling.
Facts.
So that's my top five.
Top five storytellers.
Nas, Jay-Z, Tupac, Scarface, Slick Rick.
Okay. Let me get my shit together, partner, everybody. My top five storytellers. Number five, Face Mode. I gotta throw Face up there. Like I said, what more can be said about Face? You know what I mean? Number four, Slick the Ruler. You gotta throw Slick the Ruler up here, man. It's only right, man. He's definitely one of the ones that, you know.
You got Slick the Ruler on your list.
Yo, you know what? Because I'm conflicted a little bit. Because other guys I do want to put up there. So I might hold off on Slick Rick right now. Because, you know what I mean? I'm going to hold off on that one and put an honorable mention. Please don't kill me.
Kill him.
I'm a hip-hop nigga.
Kill him.
We go all, if you don't know me, want to get to know me, want to debate hip-hop with me, I do that all day.
We need the views and the comments. Please kill him.
Kill me. But, you know, yo, we're going to do that. We're going to do an episode on our 10th episode when we go back. And after that, go live and debate some of the people. You know what I'm saying? Let them show some love.
Yeah, we're going to go back in and say shit we would have changed or done different at this point before we go into our next list of this top rated season.
Number four, I'm going to go Nas Escobar. Nas, yeah, I'm throwing number four.
So low.
Number three.
So low.
I got throw Tupac. I'm going to go Pac. I feel like Pac had the bangers, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Number two.
Let me stop you.
Go ahead.
I'm the Pac guy on this show.
Okay.
We know that. You was born in Brooklyn, I was born in Cali.
I want to say he's born in Cali and shit. I just don't
worry about it. Don't worry about it. I was born in Cali. I'm heavy on Pac. Mm-hmm. I listen to more Pac than I listen to anything.
Yeah. I think Pac tell
just in the storytelling category, mm-hmm. can you truly put him over Nas? Okay. What's Nas' best story to you?
I gave you power.
What's Pac's best story?
What's his best story? All right, Pac's best story. All right, with that.
His best story is his personal story. But if we just go into a storytelling track, you have to say Brenda.
Brenda got a baby. I ain't mad at you. It's storytelling. Can you plug that up? Okay.
Yeah, but
if
we call Nas a storyteller, plug it in what?
It's not an encore that way, bro. They don't have to throw out it.
Nah.
Fuck. Some joints. Even on the unreleased joints I heard, Unborn Child, In the Time is a story to me. You might don't think so. I think that a little more time.
That's one of my favorite Pac joints.
It's a few Pac joints. I can't name right now at the top, but it's some Pac joints.
I'm a Pac fan. You just fucked me up with the Unborn Child. God damn.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, that was a story to me.
Daughters.
Yo, Pac, I gotta go Pac 3.
Rewind.
Number two.
Black girl lost.
I get it. I ain't fighting it, they both here. They here, and I don't got Hove on this list.
Blasphemous, especially from a Brooklyn nigga like yourself.
Pac number three, 50 Cent number two, early 50. You know, he used to get busy with it. I know a lot of people would say, nah, you just a 50 fan, whatever. The latest 50 I say storytelling I heard that was brilliant was the funeral off Animal Ambition. That was fire. Like, the way he put that shit together and
the bullshit reason why niggas call him a snitch is off the story. That was a true story at that.
I mean, that's every rapper, my nigga. If you're going to say that, if you're going to go there, I mean, whatever with that. However niggas want to call that, you know what I'm saying? It's the unit. Number one, Big. Warning. I got a story to tell. Niggas bleed. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch more. But I got to go Big.
You don't feel like you got.
What's the first joint on Life After Death? Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go.
My burger long gets the ring of the dollar star.
Yeah, Biggie, yeah. Okay. Big number one, my storytellers.
Let me ask you a question.
Fuck you, Slim, right now.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Big, your greatest storyteller ever.
Right now, he is.
Jay-Z didn't even make your list.
I put a Brooklyn nigga up there.
It don't matter if you put a Brooklyn nigga up there, but you feel like in the short time span that we got to enjoy Biggie, he got better stories in the long time span we got to enjoy Hove.
I mean, Hove is definitely should be on this list. Honorable mention, I don't take nothing away. He just didn't make this list right now for me.
Alright, he's a storyteller, right?
Who, Jay?
No, Big.
Yes.
What story he got better than Body in the Trunk?
You just want to do... What you want to do this right now for, man? Why can't I just let Big... I'll let you live with a half bake at number five, nigga.
Okay, because we got it. It's just us, nigga. We got
this, that's my. That's what I got.
You gotta be able to
this give is what
some,
I got.
Some points.
This is what I got, bro.
When I tell you mine, I give you reasons. Why?
Why? Because it is. That's what I prefer to listen to. Is that cool?
Over Hove stories?
All right, man. You just want Hove on my list?
Is over that Nas it? Stories?
Yes. You just want Hove on my list?
Not that I just went on your list, but...
Why? You just don't understand?
He didn't make your list at all. And he got more stories.
The majority of these dudes on his list. I dig it, but I kind of wanted to move away from the Hove because I felt like I got a lot of Hove in my top whatever. And everybody going through it like, yo, he's like Jay-Z, Hove, and Fab. That's all they going to say and shit. So, yeah, I moved away.
444, smile, bro. Like,
I get it. Yes, Jay-Z is
the greatest. He's still stories in 2019.
Jay-Z, yes, he is. Story of OJ was the most brilliant. Yes, I know. But I got Biggie there. I'm sorry you don't like it, bro. But I'm rocking with Big. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't the
somebody
big
got to die.
I'm not a big hater of the show.
Yeah, you the big hater of the show. You've always been a big hater.
He got two. He only got two albums. Like,
I don't know what you want. Some people tell me Big L's like was one of the greats of all times.
You won't get that from me.
You don't like New York niggas. You That's like not California true. Niggas and down like south niggas. You somewhat like New York niggas. You like a somewhat New York niggas. That's cool. Who we at?
You got what you want, Big. What you want?
Yeah. That was storytellers. That was dope.
Yeah.
Oh, good to that mark.
Moving
on. We going to One Gotta Go. This is the biggest, toughest One Gotta Go left me speechless. Because sometimes before the show comes, we kind of talk about things here and there just to give a little vibe where we at. And this one kind of took the cake for me. Blanco, give me the four, man.
The four. We're going Breaking the Zek and Mugle Moguls in this four. Shout out to Kev on stage. Go check his YouTube page out, comedian.
Big up YouTubers.
Funny as hell, all deaf digital, got his own shit. Check him out.
Big up social media.
I got this one gotta go from him. Barry Gordy.
Motown.
Quincy Jones.
Q.
Puff Daddy.
Diddy.
Babyface.
Whip a pill.
I know to the average motherfucker, Babyface is probably gone.
And believe it or not, you'll be a fucking fool to take Babyface out of this category. Believe it or not, this one for me is more of which one can you live without? Because if you take away one of these guys, you got to take away everything they did. And which one can you really live without? Blanco, which one can you live without? See, this is not an easy one. I don't really got an answer right now, believe it or not. It's hard because...
Fun fact. On episode 8, this is our second time recording this motherfucker. And it cut off at this point. And when it cut off, I was going through Babyface, contemplating if he was going to be the one that could go.
Okay. Off the top, you would say Babyface until you really do your research. If you... can really go back that far, youngest.
He's responsible for Whitney Houston hits, Mariah Carey hits, Usher hits, Fall Out Boy hits, TLC, LaFace's Outkast, The Whispers, bro.
You could go on and on. Boys the Men, say
Boys the
Men.
Boys the Men. Hella Boy, Mama, song from Mama.
End of the Road, my guy.
God damn it.
You know what I'm saying?
Think Puffy, you think Mary, you think Jodeci.
Biggie, Craig, Mac,
Mace.
Emmy Dollar Sign.
Thomas.
Faye.
Faith.
There's a bunch of... Black Rob, The Lox.
Yeah, Rob, The Lox, Sean.
Yeah.
Everybody had it. If motherfuckers, if you don't consider niggas legends, everybody he ever had a hit. And that's something to say. Because a lot of niggas who had a lot of popular people ain't had no hits.
Or no bread.
You think Barry Gordy, you think... Black music, period.
I mean,
Marvin Gaye,
Diddy Prezzy still shine today.
Temptations.
Yeah. Smokey.
Yeah. Smokey could have been one of the four on this list. Oh, he was song right now. Line.
Yeah, Smokey was pinning everything and shit. That boy was a bad motherfucker.
Marvin Gaye, bro. Like,
this list could go on. Stevie
Wonder, that Motown shit is something different.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones. Thriller.
Say no more. That's dead. You could just say Thriller by itself.
Yeah, you couldn't say good. That. You say Off the Wall.
Off the Wall. That was one of the greatest albums. That was one of my favorite, believe it or not.
To think of all the black shows he's responsible for. He did the score for Roots.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
Color Purple.
In the Heat of the Night, The Color Purple. The Wiz.
Yeah. Austin Powers, I think, right?
Goldmember. Yeah, he did the score for Goldmember. Austin Powers. He been doing shit. Scoring records.
QC production. So,
he's been scoring films since 1965. So,
was he responsible for, like, yeah, he was responsible for a lot of that shit then.
He was in the band. He played with Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra. He's responsible for Frank Sinatra.
How you feel about his little rant he went on, like, wild? Like,
well, I believe him.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people put him as a crazy old man, but shit, crazy old man telling the truth.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. So what we at? What we doing here? What we doing here?
One gotta go. Who you got?
One gotta go. If I gotta live without everything. I gotta take away everything. I gotta let one go, everybody.
If one go.
Everything goes with it.
Yeah.
So many classic moments with these guys. Yeah. So if it's like I had to sacrifice, that's hard. Because without Motown, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers.
A lot of the records we have today don't exist without Motown. Being sampled and remixed.
Without Babyface doing what he doing. Without
Tony Braxton.
Without Quincy Jones laying his foundation. Diddy.
And then Quincy Jones did records for LL Cool J, bro. Like,
hell, he used to date his daughter. Four Pot did and shit.
Right. You had to throw that in there?
Yeah. Had to. One gotta go, bro. All right, fuck it. If I gotta take something away, sorry, forgive me, Lord. I gotta get rid of a legend today. Why I gotta get rid of this legend? Because I gotta make a sacrifice. Quincy Jones is gone. It was hard for me to make that decision. It wasn't easy, everybody. Quincy is gone.
Off the Wall sold 20 million albums.
It was the greatest shit.
And Thriller sold.
So, yeah.
It's the best song.
What do you want from me, dude? I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I can't take it's hard to take this shit away. So I got to just make the sacrifice and take Quincy away and all the great Michael got to go with it. I know everybody's going to be upset, but it is what it is right now. I'm living and dying with that results. Let's rock. Blanco, who you taking away? Fuck it. Let's go. Everybody, please, please comment on one got to go. Who is the person you taking away out of this if you're old enough to know? So I'm Blanco.
This is so fucking hard. But I'm probably gonna have to take away.
Damn. Whatever you say is still a damn. That's how you about to say Diddy.
Get out my head.
I get it. Why would you say Diddy? Because he's the...
I'm going to say Diddy.
I feel you.
And I'm going to say Diddy because a lot of his records were sampled from all of these.
You're right. He made a good point there, and you kind of changed my mind with that as you made it look like that. I didn't think about that part.
And Diddy is the evolution.
You're right. So that's why I don't think Diddy should be on his list with these guys. I think Diddy should be more with the Dame Dash, Irv Gotti's, the...
Diddy got them easily, so you can't put them on that list.
I don't think Diddy should be on his list with those guys. Just because of that.
If you put him on there with an Irv Gotti or anybody who... You put Diddy on any list that's strictly hip-hop based, and Diddy wins anytime. You put Diddy on this list under all-timers,
and you have take Barry Gordy and Quincy out of his equation and put two other guys there. Maybe it'd be a little more easier to answer that question.
What two other guys that you could put this more important?
I don't got none off the top, but I'm just saying, it's I get it why you're saying Diddy. And as I really think about it like that, don't kill me, everybody trying to say, oh, he just going all copy off of him. Nah, he made a good point. I ain't really think about it like that with the sampling part. And so I might got to go with Diddy. B.I.G., forgive me. So we moving on. Moving on. Where we at? We moving on. We on. This is the eight right here. We on our eight right now. Top eight Harlem rappers. There we go. We back at it. We said we was going to get to this. We going to get to this. First, let's just name all the Harlem rappers we got up here.
Let's go.
J Mills. J Mills is up here. We know J Mills do his thing. You got that look in your face. Like, why is this guy even here? I mean, he was repping Harlem for the longest, man.
Harlem legend.
This is what this is about.
Okay, I'm gonna let you say the list before I give a argument for anybody.
Okay, K-Ron.
Facts.
ASAP Rocky. ASAP doing his thing, cannot ASAP. Jim Jones.
Jimmy.
Your boy Mace. That's number one for you. Big L.
Big L holding it down.
Black Rob. Votto. McGriff, that's more me. Smoke Dizza, that's a little more me too. And that's it. So, with these guys, we're going to box them down. Put them in eight.
This is where Blanc will play devil's advocate.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot the shit.
I didn't hear a Lux.
You didn't hear Lux. You didn't hear Mook.
I didn't hear Lux.
Definitely Harlem legends and shit. Definitely Harlem legends. But with this for me, like I said, for the battle rappers, for me, I would like to put them in their own category. I know it sounds a little fucked up, but for me, that's how I kind of look at it.
Okay, but they make music too.
Facts, but what most niggas pay more attention to? Their core fan base probably listens to their music like that, but for me, I don't really listen to a lot of them dudes' albums. I really just catch them on the rap, on the battle tip. I ain't gonna stab. I ain't gonna front a lot of niggas music I listen to. Especially the North niggas and shit.
J Mills.
Surfing.
J Mills is more, we know him for battling.
Facts.
To be honest with you.
Young Money. He had a dope ass record though.
He had better records before he got to Young Money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had dope records. That's what I'm saying. That's why he's up here. Did I say Votto? I said Votto, right? You don't like Votto.
Yeah, but it is.
Harlem, baby.
I can't.
I get what you say, but you want to put these bad rappers up there. If that, we're going to have to do that with everything. We're going to have to go back over that Jersey list and make sure Surf is up there. You know what I mean? But no disrespect to none of them dudes. Them dudes, they the best rappers in the world.
List, I argue for Ars.
I argue more for Surf. I like Surf. I think Surf had a great album.
Surf made better.
Because the album too. The album got to qualify for me too.
Surf made better music than Ars. But if you take Ars music.
Ars is disrespectful with the battle.
If you take his music, his battle, and what he just did for Jersey, period, you got to elevate him higher than Surf. And when I think of Lux and Mook and Rex, I know I can't have all three of them on this list, but goddamn, Votto got to come the fuck off.
So you want to take Votto away, and who you want to add?
I'm a Lux fan, so I'm going to say
Lux.
You want
to put Lux here? So we're going to take Votto away.
A lot of niggas would have said Mook.
I'm a McGruff dude. I'm that kind of dude. All right. So let's just go with five. Let's take that group and box them 5-1.
Who you what?
One?
Harlem?
That's me.
I mean, I'm a Cameron kind of guy. I know you're a Mace kind of guy. I'm kind of Cam-ish a little bit with Maz and shit.
Who the better rapper?
Who the better rapper? Cam.
Cam is a better rapper
to than me. Mace. Yes, to me. Hands down.
He got more body.
You just amazed me.
Listen, Cam.
Hollower wasn't a classic, B. I said, what? Confessions of Fire was more of a classic than Hollower, my nigga. Yeah, it was.
No.
Yeah, it was. You a Cali nigga, son. You coming over with this Cali. You a Cali nigga, man.
What they got to do with a Harlem list?
Because your sound is a little tainted a little bit. But, but I got to give it to Killer. I think Killer, to me, is the number one.
When you say who did more for Harlem, Cam. But when you just say who the better rapper,
Cam.
Mace.
All right, we're going to coin on that one. So we could definitely say those guys like 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So definitely they 1 and 2. They did. So we're going to say that number one spot for last. We're going to go 3, 4, 5. Since we know what 1 and 2 might be.
3, I'm going.
I'm going Big L.
Big L with 3, yeah.
Big L with 3.
Some people got Big L on the greatest list. I just don't feel like he was here long enough to evolve.
There's some game. I know some little dudes told me Big L was the greatest and shit. But mostly most white people.
He's definitely a pioneer with the punching.
Yeah.
But he died before the evolution.
Yeah.
To see what he would have became.
Yeah, exactly.
What he became, what Kiss was, what he became, what Fab was with the punching.
Yeah.
Banks was, Cass was with the punching. Mm. We don't know because we didn't get Big L to that point. And Mason Cam got more out than him.
Yeah, so that's
even
why.
Even if he was the more talented.
That's why those two guys are 1 and 2. Number 3, we both agree.
Big L.
Big L. Number 4, I gotta go Juelz. Juelz is that nigga. He's just been the 1 at one point and shit.
But Jimmy don't got better work than Juelz.
Yeah, Jimmy definitely. You're right. I forgot about Jimmy. Yeah, definitely Jimmy.
I mean, he ain't the greatest rapper.
I go, okay. It might sound a little dipset-ish. 4 L's, 5 Jimmy. For me. If you feel different, the coin is here.
I'm putting Jimmy at 4.
Jimmy 4 and L's 5? You got 5 then. We definitely both agree Jimmy should be on this list. So Jimmy is here.
I got Lux at 5.
You got Lux at 5. I got L's at 5. So we can flip the coin on the Mace, Cam.
Oh, we got to get this 4 and 5 down first.
Yeah. We're going to flip the coin.
1 and 2. All
right, we're going to flip the coin. You got a coin here? Yeah, we flipped on that. Santana's number 5.
I tried Lux.
You know what I mean? Number 1, Heads. So Cam's number 1. Let's go.
That's ridiculous, though.
So this is the Harlem list. Cam, number 1. Mace, number 2. Big L, number 3. Jimmy number 4 and Juelz number 5. That's the Hall list.
This is definitely a list that's going to be revisited.
6, 7, 8. Let's give a quick 6, 7, 8. Lux 6. 7. I got to go ASAP.
I would have went
8. Moop. So let's round it up like that. So that's our Hall list. We getting down to the main event. The big fight right here. This is the big fight. This is the... Gonna get it in, might be the weakest one. But let's go. Top 5 hip hop albums from 2009. 10 years ago. What was really bumping at that time?
What came out of 2009?
it was a lot of albums out there. Let's just go with it. We got the Blackout 2. We got the Warm Up J. Cole. We got Crime Pays Cam. We got Deepin' and Rap. We got Low Soul Sway. We got Slaughterhouse. We got Before I Self-Destruct. Got The Last Kiss. Casket Drop, Relapse, Cuba Lane 2, and the Blueprint 3. Hands down, number one for me, I'm going to say Blueprint 3. Number two for me, Low Soul's Way. I know you're cringing at that. Go ahead. What you got? What's one and two for you?
Okay. And number one, I give you Hope.
Mm-hmm.
I agree to Hope for one for Blueprint 3.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I gotta go Cuban Links 2. Raekwon.
I mean, I ain't gonna argue it. It was, alright. I got Low Soul's Way. But I agree that Cuban Links should be on this list. Do you agree Low Soul's Way should be on this list?
I don't know.
So you don't feel like Low Soul should be on this list? Because we both agree on Cuban. I don't think Cuban should be number two, but right now, what you got number three? Number three, I might would have went with Cuban Link number three.
Number three, I'm either going to Warm Up with Cole or Before I Self-Destruct.
Slaughterhouse, okay. Blueprint for me, Low Soul, Purple Tape 2, Deepin' and Rap, and Before I Self-Destruct. That's my five.
You got Deepin' and Rap over Before I Self-Destruct.
Yeah, Deepin' and Rap was dope. Why do Ross get sleep? Ross got dope albums, son. That was one of his, even though he took a jab at my dude, it was a dope album. Outside of that, it was a dope album.
The only album from Ross I'm really, really, really big on is
Teflon Don. Ross got some joints, man. He slept on it, so I like Ross, man. So what we talking? You said we going with J1.
Cuba Links 2.
I got Cuba Links 3. Who you got 3?
I got J. Cole to Warm Up.
So we both totally off. Okay, four.
Before I Self-Destruct.
I got that five. Number five.
Matter of fact, I might got The Last Kiss at four.
Ooh.
And Before I Self-Destruct, five.
This is a tough one right here. This is a tough list right now. Cause we both, we usually meet in the middle somewhere, but we totally off here. So with this one, you know what I mean? People, please put your top five.
Please put comment.
Albums from 2009. You know what I'm saying? If you was into the hip hop scene at that time, you know what I'm saying? If y'all gotta do y'all Google work, then do your Google work. I don't give a fuck. Let's just debate. I give you Cuba Link 2. I can't give you the third one. Third one, I'm going Low Soul. I gotta go Low Soul. We got the Warm Up 3.
Yeah.
We can flip for that. Since we both had eyes at that one. Heads. Ah, you won.
Warm Up 3.
So the Warm Up 3 is at 3. Warm Up 3 at 3.
But you gotta have Low Soul on this list.
Low Souls.
I got at 4, I got The Last Kiss.
I got Low Soul. I gotta put Low Soul here. So you call in the air?
Heads.
So we got The Last Kiss at number four. I ain't mad at it though. It was a dope album. Number five.
I have Before Self-Destruct.
I got Self-Destruct at number five. So that's what we got. That's our top five albums from 09. The Blueprint 3.
Mm-hmm.
Cuban Links 2.
Facts.
The Warm Up.
Facts.
The Last Kiss.
Facts.
Before I Self-Destruct.
Let's go.
Number six, I say Low Soul's Way. Number seven.
I would. Number six, I give Crown Pay.
Number seven, I go Deep in the Rat.
I'm going to put Slaughterhouse at eight.
And eight, I go Slaughterhouse. So, everybody, please, please, comment, like, subscribe, hit that notification.
Yeah, let's go.
Top rated. I'm your boy, P. Hayes.
Cal motherfucking Blanco.
Top rated, and we out.